This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Well, let me just say this, okay? Packers week was something special. That's what a rivalry is.
The oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
Most of the coaches that come in, they always say,
the number one goal we'll have is to beat Green Bay.
We will proudly stand as a 95th team in the history of the Green Bay Packers when we kick Chicago's ass.
There's been some bad blood over the years.
Charles Martin took the shot at McMahon.
Charles Martin, may he rot and burn in hell. Period. New paragraph.
I could punch him in his face.
I saw Olin Krut said he wanted to punch me in the face.
I like to punch him in his face.
Does your shirt say I still own you?
It most definitely does.
There should be a little edge after this, after a while. You know, after a while you get sick of getting beat up, and it's been a long time.
People hate Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
Did you hate the Packers growing up?
Yeah, no, there was no green or yellow in my house, so we'll leave it at that.
Their fans are really... they're freaking obnoxious.
Green Bay is a big rivalry. This week is definitely going to be a set in stone for how we're going to play the division.
You know, again, just being a human, you want to win this game because it's Green Bay and everything like that. And I understand everything that comes with it. But at the end of the day, I know it's a, you know, big rivalry game and things like that. But where we're focused at, where I'm focused at, is how we can go out there and play some good football and go win a game.
We're in division now, playing the Packers this week. Obviously, big game for not only just us, but it's Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears. And so it's an important game for us, not only because it's divisional, but obviously it's the Packers, and we have to handle it like that, and we have to handle the situation I'm in.
NFC North, Aaron, is real deal right now.
Yeah, I mean, they got three really good teams.
Oh! They're figuring it out up there in Chicago.
They still got to play the Pack twice. We'll see what happens.
Happy Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there. Go Pack, go.
I'm not losing to Green Bay this year. I can't do it, man.
Yeah, man, we done created a real rivalry over there. We're going to get out there.
What would a win over the Packers mean for this group?
It would mean a lot. We've been in our ass whooped for a long time now.
Do you feel that rivalry more now as the years have gone on in your Bears career?
Yeah, especially when they 10-0 against us.
That pisses you off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Listen to what these Bears fans are chanting.
Green.
That is right. You're hearing Green Bay sucks.
Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
And that's how special the rivalry is.
Thank you so much, and go Bears.
Beat the Packers!
The official adventures of...
And now, live from Kenosha, Wisconsin at the world-famous Brat Stop, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yes, we have arrived. We are at the Brat Stop. Here in Kenosha, our people are here. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. That man is my partner, Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. We've got Shane Reardon here. We've got Chris Tannehill back at the ranch. We got the whole crew. Rich is here. Connor is here. They're keeping us on the Twitch stream. So shout out to the mob on Twitch. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. There is a lot for us to do on today's show, and we are glad that you are joining us, whether you are joining us in person, and if you'd like to head up this way, you're up in the North Burbs, you're in Libertyville, you want to stop by and say hello.
Do it.
Maybe you're a reporter and you're leaving Hallis Hall, and you want to come up here and hang out with us. Feel free. Anyone is welcome to come and join us because we're going to be here until 6. But if you're hanging out inside the Twitch stream or if you're just listening on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Friday before Bears Packers 1.
Yeah, baby. 15-50.
Womp, womp.
I know, but you come over here, you hang out, get yourself a six-pack of new Glarus to put in the car and bring back Wisconsin
beer.
Wait, did
you do that?
What's that?
Did you do that?
I did that. As a matter
of fact. Check you out.
Yeah, man. You got to take care of stuff while you're up here and get it done. But, yeah, my goodness, man, that was such a great open by Tanny, and you're feeling the bigness of it, at least I know that we're going to be feeling the bigness of it with the people that we're watching it with and the people that we are communing. But it's pretty funny to hear some of the Bears players. Jalen Johnson's feeling it. Montez Sweat going, I can't lose to Green Bay this year. He played him one time in his life, you know? But he's feeling it, and he's trying to feel it like some of his teammates are, and certainly like his bosses are.
Yeah, and we're going to spend some time talking about the relationship between the Packers and the Bears, and maybe more importantly, Packers fans and Bears fans throughout the show. This is a weird time. This is a weird week because it feels as if everything is falling down around the Bears as a franchise. And that's hard to deal with because you know that the Packers are looming, and then the Vikings are looming, and then the Lions are looming. All in the next 11 days for the Bears. That's a lot.
It's crazy, man. 19 days ago, the Bears and the Commanders played that crazy-ass game, and the Bears were losing, and they looked bad, and then they started to look a little better, and then the Doug Kramer fumble happens, and then they get the ball back, and they're driving down 12-7, and a fourth down play, they get a Keenan Allen pass interference call to set up first and goal on the one. And just 19 days ago, you were sitting there at 4-2, coming out of the bye, about to punch it in and go 5-2, winning a game you don't think you deserve to win, but it was about to happen. And Tanny suggested we live in that moment just 19 days ago. And that sounds pretty good as a jumping off point here on Bears Packers Friday.
Well, they reached the 1 yard line again. Josh Harris, Adam Peters on the left. They headed down early. I'm sure they thought this one looked pretty good. They got Roschon Johnson. Remember, we were talking about him in goal line. They didn't go to him last time. Not going to him here. Ball is through the back of the end zone intended for Moore. You can run it here. You got all three of your timeouts.
Well, it's not the worst thing. I'm not sure I would have done this either, but the ball's too high, hangs in the air too long, and if you'd have thrown it sooner, you'd have had a chance. But they're doing this based on the Washington front. Washington needs to align everybody inside. You're going to play man-to-man outside. One-on-one here. You want to throw it? Go ahead. Put everybody in here.
Handoff. Johnson. Up ahead. He's across. Touchdown, Chicago. Matt Eberflus's team never led for 59 minutes and 37 seconds until this touchdown by Roschon Johnson. They are going to go for two.
Mercedes Lewis with a great block inside, and this is why you stay in the game mentally. They always come down to the wire, and who can make the big plays?
Look at shovel pass, and they complete it to Komet for the two.
A little Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, to Kelce special, fake the run, come back from the backside. It's a different way to run the football up the middle with misdirection. What an incredible drive right there. Everyone go with the running back, and then I'll pretend like I'm running it with someone else. Wow, Chicago stayed in it mentally. That's so hard when you got beat all game.
All game. You really don't feel like
you deserve to win.
Anything's happening. Yeah, you're getting beat on all sides except the punting game
that kept you in it,
and then all of a sudden you break one, your defense makes some plays, they put a couple of seconds back on the clock. There's 25 seconds to go.
That's a problem.
Washington has one timeout. That's 15 unanswered points by Chicago, and what a homecoming, a memorable return this would be for Caleb Williams, who really had no time to work with through most of the game, and then comes to the fourth quarter and throws for about 100 yards and leads them.
He flipped the switch. He actually did a great job changing the pocket platforms and standing in under pressure and delivering the ball in the clutch situations.
Oh, my God.
Highlights courtesy of CBS. That's where things started to fall apart. After when we were going through this yesterday as a show, I have a theory. The theory is the worst thing that could have happened to the Bears was connecting on the two-point conversion. It gave them a false sense of having the game won. If they don't make the two-point conversion, they have to defend against the field goal.
Got to play legit defense.
They have to play defense straight up now, tell me. And then they're not playing 30 yards off. The worst thing that happened is they converted that two-point conversion. And then the other worst thing happened because then they didn't defend the pass. And then another worst thing happened
because they
had a guy who had his back turned to the play. He's like, yeah, what's up now? Yeah, what's happening? Right. Oh, bleep, there's a play going on.
And then the coach didn't say anything was wrong. It just is something that happened. And then he's still the next day said it. Like, it's astonishing to me. That's less than 3 weeks. You were about to go 5-2. Having come back and done all of that,
the story would have been Caleb's homecoming.
Yeah, Caleb's homecoming and the offense showing up in the fourth quarter. And then all the problems got exposed. And now, 19 days later, you are in this state of chaos and disrepair, being laughed at by the entire football world. Lawrence, like, we're getting requested to be guests on radio shows all over the country so we can tell them what it's like on the inside of the most depressing story in the NFL. It's insane that it all fell apart this quickly. And now Sunday is an opportunity for things to fall apart even further or maybe take a slight turn towards the possible positive.
I think it would mean a lot if the Bears were to win this game for a lot of different reasons. One, you can theoretically get back into a playoff picture. Theoretically, not practically, but theoretically, you can get back into it. You end a historic streak. You make everyone feel... Do you know what show we're going to do on Monday if the Bears were to win this game?
If they're to break a 10-game losing streak to the Pack?
You're going to have a decision to make.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Whether to roll the money
yes,
over or not.
Yes, or give people their profit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding it up right now. The bet has been placed. The bet is $500 on the Bears to win this game on Sunday.
No, show it to the camera.
All right, there's a camera right there. 500 beans. What happened was all the investments from the mob totaled up to $330. I popped for $170, so we're at a nice, clean $500. And the bet has been placed on the money line for the Bears to win at +205, 500 to win $1,525. Once the Bears win on Sunday, that will go in a special Matt Madoff account to be held right there.
It's definitely Matt Madoff.
And will be placed on the money line for the Bears to complete the Packers sweep in Green Bay. I want to thank Peter Turnbull for his $25, a 5% investment. Want to thank William von Schomburg for his $50.
That feels made up.
It's a 10% investment. Frito John
also feels like it's made up.
$25, are 5% investment.
Did you fund all of this yourself and just came up with funny names?
No. My guy Dave Mint sent in $20. John Roback sent in $20. These are actual mob members who decided they wanted to ride with me, foolishly or not, on the Packers sweep, and we have invested together, damn it.
Don't forget Radio Ray.
Radio Ray. $20 from Radio Ray.
Don't forget Lay's Lyle, Frito John's cousin. Dorito Dan's in there somewhere.
Cruncher's cousin.
No, he's driving back to the city right now.
Yeah. I have to get out of here.
All these people.
Bugles Bob.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Justin Milnes, I see your $20.
Cheeto Chester. Or Chester Cheetah.
All of these people, they are in because we believe, Lawrence. We believe, and I can make...
Funyuns Finnegan?
Funyuns Finnegan is
my Irish uncle. He came over here one time, couldn't get enough of the Funyuns. He just stayed. Now he's a sports gambler.
This place with the Funyuns.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, the Funyuns. They bring me back to Chicago.
So glad he stayed.
I'm glad that he stayed,
we
too.
We believe, me and the mob, we believe that the Bears are going to win straight up now.
So you're going to start the chant? We believe that we will win. We believe that we will win.
Yeah, I'll be doing that on Sunday as I watch this. And when it happens, Lawrence, oh, what a joyful show we will have on Monday.
I hope for you and for the city it happens.
Be fun as hell.
It would be. It would be a delight to have that be the way that Monday starts off. Like, everything will taste better. The sun will be out. It'll be great. When we come back, we need to talk about some of the bigger picture issues with your Chicago Bears. We will do that next. Shout out to everyone who is here. The beautiful people at the Broad Stop who have stuck by us through thick and thin.
Damn handsome people. You're right about
that. I agree. We're going to take a quick time out and get back to you next on The Score.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.